He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson once again for the 1,000. No, we're going to start over, Max. For the first time in 2022, welcome to School Talk. And my student producer is live. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Emerson.
Max, I haven't seen you since last year.
No, it's been a year.
You got older, man.
I have.
And what you been doing for a whole year since I ain't seen you, man?
Not really being at Ben Davis.
me neither. I haven't been here since last year. It's kind of wow, man. It's a brand new year. Have a good Christmas. Bring New Year in, okay?
Yeah, we did. We had a good Christmas.
Anything special?
Not really off the top of my head. Yeah. Just got a lot of it was nice seeing family, though. I haven't seen some of them for a while.
I can relate to that. Family's always important. Yeah, I can. It's 244-954. That's our phone lines. The phone lines are open today. You can call in. We have an awesome guest today. As I talk to my student producer, Max, Alexa, if I ain't got Max, the show don't go. It just don't go. Max, I'm glad you brought me in. I brought mine in just sitting in front of the fireplace. Just it, me and some hot chocolate and some other stuff. We brought it in celebrating, so that was cool. So, Friday, you got anything planned for the weekend?
I don't have anything planned for today, but tomorrow I'm calling a doubleheader at Monrovia.
Whoa.
Between Monrovia and Beech Grove.
Okay.
So back-to-back games.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. And then Sunday, don't really have anything planned.
Take your lemon juice. there is some type of product. I think it's called, comes in the bottle. I don't know what it's called. Entertainers something. Where if you get a sore throat, spray it in your mouth. Something like that. I don't know what it is. It's like lemon juice. Anyway, you got that going on. We got same things going on. What's going on with the thing we call the...
Well, we're going to be having no school on January 17th.
You like that, don't you?
Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'm excited about that. And tonight we have a doubleheader here at Ben Davis. It is North Central at Ben Davis. Girls tip off at 6. Guys tip off at 7:30. That should be a fun mid-conference battle tonight. Our podcasts are on audioboom.com. Just search WBDGFM. Also on Spotify and other podcast sites. Social media at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok at Giant90.9. And School Talk airs Fridays at 7:30 a.m. That's what we're doing right now.
Hey, hey, hey.
With our replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
Wow, that's the thing we call the big board. That's a lot of good things going on. North Central. That's in Washington Township, ain't it? Something like that. Is that something like that? I don't know. I think my guests might know something about that. So in the studios, y'all. Hey, for the first guest of 2022, this professional has a bio that is awesome. Folks, when it comes to the law, he knows the law. I mean, he really knows the law from a lawyer side and from law enforcement. And that's just like a double-sided cookie, y'all. I don't know what I say. That's just good when you know your stuff like that. And so he's in the studio today. So we're going to talk to Mr. Brian. Now, he might have a title, so I'm going to probably mess it up, but Brian Klaus, former IMPD, a lieutenant. We're going to talk about some of the things you've done. I'm not going to steal his thunder, but good morning, sir. The director. Now, is the safety director? Is the head guy in charge? Is the head security guy? What's your title in Wayne Township? But welcome.
Good morning, and Emerson, thank you for having me on. And it's coordinator of safety and security.
I knew that, y'all. It's written down. I just want to mess with y'all. But go ahead. Good morning. Yeah. Coordinate security. But that's just, you're in charge of us. Keeping us safe here in Wayne Township, and we appreciate that. Push the magic button for that. That is not an easy job. Now, I don't take that lightly. That is not an easy job. You're an experienced public servant, and we thank you for your service. Thank your family for their service. Your father, military, I love that stuff. I'm a jarhead, so thank you for your service and your continued service to our community and to our kids here in Wayne Township. So tell my class a little bit about you. First, I'm going to ask you, what high school did you go to?
I went to Northwest High School. I'm an IPS kid.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dang. I didn't know that. Okay.
And back in those days, Northwest and Ben Davis had quite the athletic rivalry.
Yeah, sure.
But yet, here I am after so many years.
That's awesome. You're a young guy. That is awesome. IU, went to IU. Got a degree from down there.
Went to Butler, got my undergrad degree, IU for my law degree, yeah.
Okay, the Dogs and the Hoosiers, all Indiana stuff, y'all, all Indiana stuff. What brings you, how'd you get to Wayne Township? Oh, you probably got here in the car, but how'd you get to Wayne Township in this position, and some of the things you've done since you left IU, some of the positions you've held?
Well, of course, the bulk of my career was spent with IMPD, and mm-hmm. Very fortunate to be part of a great police department, and rose through the ranks all the way to lieutenant, got to do some very awesome things there, and moved away from there, retiring, and got a call around 2010 from a friend of mine saying school district in Indy had a little bit of an issue, and they needed some problem solving, and so I took a position very similar to this one up in Washington Township,
okay.
North Central High School, and spent the last 11 years there. And, of course, the coordinator of safety and security prior to my arrival, there's only been three.
Right.
So there was Chuck Hibbert, right. Doug Scheffel, and I took over for Doug when he retired.
Chuck was a trooper, trooper. Yeah,
right.
Former
state, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I take that very seriously, that there has only been three in this position,
yeah.
That there's longevity here and a great deal of credibility with the position.
You'll be perfect with the position. You don't go places. I looked at your bio. You don't go places and just stay a couple of days. I mean, 25 years plus there at IMPD. That's a lot of service. That's a lot of stress. And I always tell folks that if law enforcement and the fire department and the teachers leave town, I'm going with them. No two ways about it. And I thank you for your service once again. When you left IMPD, did you think were you ready? I mean, what possessed you to start a new career from IMPD? Because that's you. You could have retired.
Yeah, we could have retired and just taken it easy. But, you know, that's not my DNA. As my wife would attest, that I like to be busy. I like to keep going. And always looking for that new challenge. And that new challenge came up. And we gave that a try. My parents got sick, had to come back to Indianapolis after a brief stint down in Florida, but, you know, picked it up again up here, and, you know, I'm home. We've been Wayne Township residents over 33 years.
Yeah.
My kids went to school at all Wayne Township schools, so it's a place I believe in and that I want to be, and just I'm very pleased to be here.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of things that you do in Wayne Township, but I'm going to dip into your clue a little bit deeper. It's like, okay, I'm 67. I don't feel 67. Sometimes we're in the morning. Sometimes I get a little aches and pains, like an old Studebaker, and got to get going. Give me some coffee, and I'm good to go. But things, I don't know. I can't say when I was a kid. I don't know if the folks that were 67 when I was a kid are as active as we are now. I don't think they were, because if I look at your resume, I mean, you could have quit twice, three, four times, even from Jupiter or from Washington Township. IMPD, you could have quit, retired, and just gotten in your chair, sit in your chair, go to Florida, lay on the beach. But that did not seem like, for some reason, nowadays, that's not in the DNA. And maybe we're not built that way anymore. We're going like the energized bunny. We're doing stuff, even in our 60s. It's weird. Is it weird?
Well, I get the added benefit because right here, I get the added energy from all these students.
Yeah.
I always joke, if you're having a bad day,
mm-hmm.
just walk into an elementary school and interact with those kids.
I agree.
It really lifts you up. And, you know, that's why we do this. I'm here. These students help me make me better.
Yeah. That is true. One thing, I started this show in 2003. I call them my kids, even though they are young scholars. I still call them my kids. And I see them grow up. And when you go through the shopping malls and you see them as fathers and you see them as mothers, and now they got their own kids with them. And at one time they were knuckleheads in the school because you saw them in the hallway doing some stupid stuff that the teenagers do. But now they're young adults and they're responsible and they got jobs. That really feels good when you see something like that. And you know you played a small part in that.
And it's funny you should say that, because what's funny here, not funny, it's great, because a lot of those kids that went here have become faculty. They become admin. they have returned back to the community.
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad I'm back here. I'm able to give back to my community.
Yeah. What talking to, now, I got a segment I'm going to do later, but what is there a hard part about this position? And then what is the easier part about this position?
Well, the easy part's the interacting. I really believe in that a school resource officer should be really good at developing relationship and rapport with students.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my hallmark. And so that's the easy part. I love doing that. The hard part, though, is when you have to do the hard things, yeah. when you have to solve these problems that are manifesting themselves in the schools,
mm-hmm.
you know, from bad behavior to criminal behavior. And how do you rectify that? How do you change that? I don't necessarily want to take a young person to juvenile, mm-hmm. to jail. That's not,
yeah.
you know, their place in the seats is the best, yeah. in the classroom is the best place to be.
I remember when I was a state trooper, I'm going to tell a little story. When I used to patrol Hendricks County, and there was a bridge in Hendricks County called the Haunted Bridge. And kids would do stupid stuff like graffiti on the Haunted Bridge. Then you would bust them. And then this was back in the 80s, y'all. So it was funny because the only part that was funny was they want me to take them to juvenile and not take them home. Because the parents were going to tear them up on the porch. So they begged, please take me to juvie. Don't take my parents, they're going to kill me. And we take them home.
Same thing here. We know parents can be so much more of an influence.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, what are kids going to learn in juvenile?
Right.
How to be better criminals.
Exactly.
Let's be honest about it.
There you go.
And so right here, where people love and care for them and want to see them educated, that's where we want our students here.
Coordinator of Safety and Security Coordinator, you know, here at Wayne Township, you see a lot of things. In your position so far, even at Washington Township, here, what is the craziest thing you've seen?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's kind of funny being a police officer because you don't sit behind a desk every day and
right.
push the same pencil. There's a different scenario that comes up each and every day, and I'll give you a good story of that. As I was down at one of our schools, and a 5 or 6 year old came out and saw me in the hallway in mm-hmm. my uniform, and he yelled, "He's a cop!"
Okay.
And I thought, okay, let's see where this goes. And I started walking toward him. He ran toward me, and he stopped about a foot in front of me and said, "You know, cops smell dirty." But he gave me a big hug, and I asked him, I said, you know, am I? He says, "No, you're not dirty," and gave me a bigger hug. So that's one of
beautiful.
Those neat things that happen on yeah. from time to time.
I always tell them, get to know a police officer in your community. Get to know at least one, especially if you're driving. Get to know at least one in your area, especially because that officer probably patrols your area a lot. And that one day when you might need a friend, it could be that police officer when you're out there doing something stupid. That doesn't justify a big old ticket, but does just justify being stopped. And it might be the same one. He'll look at you. He goes, "Hey, are you Mike Johnson? Did I see you at the store the other day talking? And what are you doing?" And then you have that conversation. And a lot of those conversations keep you out of the criminal justice system with folks, and y'all don't want to go in that criminal justice system as an offender. You really don't.
And that's why we really believe in this relationship and rapport philosophy, because that's exactly it. I love interacting with these students, and all of our officers do. And, you know, like we said before, it keeps us young. It yeah. really does.
How many officers do we have, school resources?
Well, there's six right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got two here at the high school. We've mm-hmm. got one over at Lyndhurst, one over at Chapel Hill, one over at the Ninth Grade Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got another one that handles all of our attendance and when we have to do home visits and mm-hmm. what we call a district officer. So we keep really busy.
Yeah, getting that phone call when we have a shooting. We've been lucky here in Wayne Township. I think last semester we had the shooting after the football game, and I thank God that didn't turn deadly. Those type of things kind of raise your blood pressure plus your hair, and they shouldn't happen on school grounds. Parents, how big do parents play a role in what you do in with security here in Wayne Township?
Absolutely huge. It's absolutely huge that We need our parents involved. Our parents are such an important cog in this. And on top of that, when our students take ownership of their safety and security,
mm-hmm.
for instance, seeing something and saying something, parents, our students, that's so important because, you know, we're not omnipresent. Yeah. We can't be everywhere, but, yeah. you know, you keep your ear to the ground. But when our students are saying something, we pay attention. And it's very important for those parents and those students to have ownership in their safety because we can't do it alone. We have, just like the police department and the community, we're in a school community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very similar that we know our community and we're listening to our community and doing the things necessary because of their needs.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sometimes just don't make no sense.
In a world filled with confusality, one man stood to make sense of everything.
Now, it's time for...
It don't make no sense. This happened, y'all. This don't make no sense. I'm not gonna tell you where it happened, but it happened. Now, this is a quote. With the eighth grade team leading by 14 points and about 4 minutes left in the game, a physical altercation broke out between adults in the bleachers at a basketball game. That don't make no sense, Brian. That don't make no sense. You know, parents, they got a lead. But that one got me, though.
And unfortunately, we've seen it all over the country. I've been apart, had to break up altercations in the stands, and it's a sign of society right now. What's funny? We even had a referee that called a fan out not too long ago here at Ben Davis, and that was a little rough taking that fan out because of the direction of a referee. But you know, you just keep an eye on things. You can tell when people are getting pretty vociferous and just keeping an eye on things. And I found it, our officers find it goes a long way just to go up those individuals and say, hey, need your help.
Yeah.
Need your help. Is the safety of these student athletes important? Yeah. Need your help with that. Thanks.
Because parents, I always say it starts at home. Everything starts at home. And then if it filters out into the streets, into the bleachers, into the school, your parents' bad behavior, that's going to reflect so much onto your child. And so many times the child, you know, they can be better than the parents. But parents, they got to set that ground. They got to set that example. And sometimes it just don't make no sense.
Yeah, parents are so important to us in safety and security. We only have these students 8, 7, 8, 9 hours a day. We're not mm-hmm. with them 24/7. We try to model what we can for our students, but you know, it's got to come from home too, and we get that so many times, and appreciate all the parents that help us out here.
So like with the my question is with the kids nowadays, did you always, and our kids are always trying to figure what they're going to do when they grow up. They're in that process, and then they're thinking about it young. They're thinking about it while they're young, what they're going to do when they grow up. What processes did you use when you decided what you want to do when you grow up? And you're probably still growing up, but what did you?
I still haven't figured out what I'm doing when I grow up. So. You know, it's funny because when I was in high school, this is what I did.
Oh, okay.
I sat right behind a board at WIAN, which was the IPS public school radio.
Dang.
And I thought maybe that's what I'd like to do. And that's initially why I went to Butler, was for radio and TV.
Oh, man.
So that's that. But that kind of evolved into being a law enforcement officer. I don't know how I got from point A to point B, but I guess the demonstrative point of that is the world is your oyster.
Yeah.
You know, experience as many things as you can. And right here at Ben Davis, you've got a great opportunity. There's so much to do here.
I didn't know that. Now, I missed that one in the bio. I missed that one. Okay. All right. I can see that. I can see it because you are a great communicator. I can see you like people because I don't think you ever met a stranger. I don't think so. And when I first came in, I said, we know a lot of the same people from your backgrounds, deputy mayors, and former law enforcement officers. When you're bringing back, going back to way back to IMPD, you know, did you ever think that you would be here when you was? I still want to get to the point where how you got I can't get over the things that you've done. I can't get over that we're still working. We're still giving back. And this generation is a little bit different than the other generation. They only work but 1 or 2 years on a job, and then they move. We're kind of old school. We stay years, and then we give back. And I kind of miss that with the young people. I wish they kind of done more what you have done. Stay places, get that experience, get those years experience, and you can be a heck of an asset to your next move. But kids move so much from job to job now.
Well, the advice I'd give a student is, pay attention to mentors. They are so important. I was very fortunate when I was on IMPD in the public safety office. Director of Public Safety was Bob Turner, and the biggest mentors in my life that taught me so much. I learned so much and was able to be confident in myself to be able to branch out. That, you know, gave me the confidence to solve some pretty big problems that we had in public safety, and that translated out. In fact, when I got that call to go up to Washington Township, mm-hmm. that was exactly the call I got, that they've got problems. They need a problem solver there.
What's
the
superintendent?
So I never. Well, Dr. Nikki Woodson is the superintendent up there. Okay. And I never dreamed in a million years, being a police officer, that I would be involved in school safety and security in 2010. But one of the best career moves I ever made, because, like I said, I get to be involved with so many young people. It's just a great opportunity to give back.
It is. And I take my hat off to that, and I 100% agree. And as we, as older individuals and the young people listening to us, we want to set the examples. And so all the advice that you can give to our young people, help them make the right decisions, is what we want here in Wayne Township. You know, and I want them to watch your officers. Your officers are going to be respectful, to learn from them, and how to interact with the public when they got conflict resolution. So many young people, they got a problem and they handle it the wrong way. Like that shooting that we had during the football game, there was some problems in their communication, you know, and you're going to use a gun to solve a problem. That is so, so, so sad when you got to go to a firearm to try to deal with a situation that can be dealt with through communication.
Yeah, we've, you know, and across the country, we've lost our ability to de-escalate ourselves and use conflict resolution. And, you know, it's not a manly or womanly thing to pull out a gun to solve something. It's manly and womanly to, you know, solve that through creative forces within your own mind and getting to that point where you can de-escalate that conflict or get that down to a level that you may not agree with that person.
Mm-hmm.
But there's got to be common ground, and we've got to get back to that point.
Yeah, if you just talk it out. I mean, because I already know if you talk to somebody, you're going to find out you're going to have more in common than not. You can meet a stranger on the street, Max. You can be a stranger on the street, not even knowing from the can of paint. And after you talk a while, you're going to find out you got more in common than you thought. If you just talk it out, you know, and then if you have issue with someone, if you talk it out, you find out that issue is nothing. It's nothing that can't be resolved. And then on the big scale of things, you can live. You know, I just hate seeing young people get hurt and die at a so young age. And then you can relate to this, Brian. It's like the fact that it's so much more to do. You're still doing stuff, man. I mean, you're still doing stuff, and you got so much more to give back. And when you're 18, 19, you think you know everything. I'm not preaching to the crowd now. You think you know everything, but you don't know nothing at 18.
I knew everything at 18. About 25, I learned that I did know everything. So
even at 25, you don't know nothing. At 40, you're just now getting ready to figure this stuff out. At 40, you think, well, then you get to be 45, you think, well, I messed that one up. Now you get in your 60s. Y'all can get in your 60s and look back. There ain't much you haven't seen. Ain't much you haven't done. They're not reinventing the wheel. They're just painting different colors on it. The wheel's already been invented.
There's nothing new under the sun.
That is so true. If kids just understand that and just learn from us old folks sometimes, we know stuff. And be safe and work together. That's what you want us to do here in Wayne Town. The kids, Dr. Thompson, Dr. Butts always talked about when he goes out to the schools, he enjoys being around the young people, especially the ones in the elementary schools. His eyes just light up like Christmas trees. And those are the ones that you can mold and really, really, really mold. Have you found the same thing when you deal with our young people here in Wayne Township,
ones? Here's a good example. Yesterday, I had to be at Garden City. There was some police activity near the school. It didn't affect us, but wanted to be that presence. And once we got everybody informed what was going on, you know, you became a kid magnet.
Mm-hmm.
The students were coming up and interacting with you. And we were out toward it was getting toward dismissal out in the lobby. And Garden City, of course, is on the flight path into Indianapolis International Airport. And I looked out the window and saw a really large 747 coming. It's not a plane that comes here often. And I said, look at that, and just saw their wonderment. And I had a app on my phone that tracks all these flights. And I was able to pull it up. I said, that's that plane. And we had that back and forth, and that little bit of learning between – you know, learning from them, but them learning, you know, from me. And it's exactly as Dr. Butts describes that. It's so energizing and so wonderful. I had my head in a computer for about 2 hours yesterday working on some emergency planning. And so getting out into that school and interacting with those children, just it made that mundane day so much more special.
And that was my next question. You hit right on it. Because you've done so much in your past, you've done so much, and you bring so much to Wayne Township, and for our kids, and for our citizens of Indianapolis. What's on the radar? Anything special you guys are working on? Anything you want to do? Maybe a little bit different here in Wayne Township. Other than anything out there we can look for?
Well, I'm really fortunate. What everybody in Wayne Township needs to know is the leadership in this school district is stellar. And I'm very, very fortunate to have Dr. Walters and Judy Stegman as the assistant superintendents and work with them on almost a daily basis in identifying, okay, where are we at? Where have we been? Where are we at? Where do we want to go?
Mm-hmm.
And we're in that process now. Where do we want to go? And so how do we improve our district safety plan? How do we improve our school building safety plans? And how do we use technology? How do we use our cameras in the most efficient way? How do we use tools like our software package Navigate?
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that to help our drills be better?
Okay.
Because there's so many different facets of this that sometimes you walk away and you think, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because there's so much to think about. One of the things I'm working on with Wayne Township Fire, and we're very fortunate to have that partnership here in Wayne, is working with them. If you think about it, all of our schools are near airports, railways, factories.
Yeah.
So the hazmat component of all this emergency planning is much more at play than I had been used to.
Mm-hmm.
So wrapping your arms around that and your head around that are sometimes a little daunting. But those are things that we're looking to improve, because the bottom line is if I've got a student that wants to come to school and learn and be educated by some of the most talented people in the state of Indiana, then I owe them that opportunity to do so in a safe and secure environment as much as I reasonably can make that. And so with the leadership of Dr. Butts and Dr. Walters and Judy Stegman and all the rest of our team, we're really being afforded that opportunity to take critical looks at where we're at and where do we want to go.
Those are all past guests on School Talk, too. I so love it. But I'm so lucky we don't have big, giant metal detectors at our front doors. That's, in this day and age, a lot of schools have. We've been lucky, you might say, in that, and maybe it's not luck. Maybe it's because we have employed the right people with safety and security, the right teachers, the right employees to keep our schools safe. And I just knock on wood for that, because it's just something about, I used to work in the federal prison system in Terre Haute. And when you walked into there, you knew you was in prison, and big old giant door would clink closed on you. Schools are supposed to feel welcoming and secure at the same time, but not feel like you're walking to a concentration camp or some type of jail.
And Emerson, that's the challenge. How do you turn a welcoming environment? You don't want to turn it into something that feels like a gulag or a prison. So how do you balance that? And our students here, especially at Ben Davis, the ninth grade center, where we happen to use metal detectors on occasion.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
They've been great, and they understand what we're after. And it's all to keep them safe. So we've been very fortunate to have them as partner. Effectively, our kids are our partners in this safety and security industry.
Well, I'm glad we got you. And I know a lot of folks that I was just looking at Andy Harris, Melanie Kennedy, a bunch of other people that we know. I'm so glad that we got you here in Wayne Township for our kids. Because our kids need folks like you to keep us safe. And you got the expertise and experience to do it. You got a good team, and we're so glad to have you. And anytime you got something going on here in the school, you want us to know about it, it's a big win. I don't care if you're scheduled to be on the show, it don't matter who my guest is, show up at my big window, you got airway to come on in and let us know what's going on, because what you do is so important. We want these kids to grow up to be old people like me, see some stuff, go to Hawaii and get old and have grandkids, but they got to get through being a teenager. And that's some of the toughest, I hate to say it, but right now, there's some of the toughest years of their life,
being a teenager. Definitely challenges. Emerson, we're glad you're here being part of the community. And I'll tell you, that's another thing that I've noticed here in Wayne, and I knew this from way back when my kids were in school here, that the community is such an integral part of Wayne Township. If you go on our website, there's over 200 community partners. That is an incredible cultivation of leveraging community resources for the benefit of our children.
Man, it takes a village. It takes all of us. You know, we're all so connected. If we just understand that we're all on the same team, but I appreciate you taking time. I know you got a lot of things to do. You got so many schools you got to take care of, and folks you got to supervise and go out and do your thing. But thank you for coming in, sir.
I appreciate your time, and I really want to give a shout out to my SROs.
They
do such a great job at all of our schools, and you'll see them if you come to the game Friday night tonight, North Central and Ben Davis, girls and boys varsity. Exciting times tonight.
We're going to win BD all the way. All right, Maxwell, get you back to class, get him back to work. Let's do it. We've done it. So to the teachers, to the parents and the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. Students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the kid with the mask. If you're wearing a mask, you're doing the right thing, because COVID-19 is still out there, sir. It's not going away. We got to deal with COVID-19, so keep that mask on. And see you at the game tonight. Go BD. See you next week. I don't know who my guest is, but like I said, we did it again. It's a new year, 2022. See you next week on School Talk.